I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unity is an extremely vital ingredient for a healthy church, but the heavy hand of persecution in Iran is doing what it can to keep Christians apart. Plus, in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon, we're seeing challenges being fought with a hope that cannot be shaken. An amazing story of God's healing and transformation coming up. But first, there's been a lot of news coming out of Iran that the government is cracking down on house churches. Ironically, the government created this movement when it made it illegal for Farsi speakers to attend physical churches. Because when that happened, everyone became an evangelist and house churches began popping up all over the country. But there's still a disconnect. David from Heart for Iran shares.
We found out that there could be a house church here, and two, three blocks away, there's another house church. They have no idea about each other, so there's no common communication happening on the ground. So through satellite TV, we're able to get those resources to them, equip them, and train them.
Mohabbat TV is a ministry of Heart for Iran, and at least 30% of its total viewers are trying to start their own house churches. Would you join us in praying for the Iranian believers?
It's literally against the law for them to gather in their homes, open a Bible, pray together, take communion together, all the things we take advantage of in the United States. It's against the law for them to do that. And so just pray for them, because it's a lot of pressure on these situations. But at the same time, it's a really glorious moment. People that come out tell us about how glorious it is to be a member of a house church and how God just shows up there.
Next, a fire sparked by a heater in the Bekaa Valley refugee camps in Lebanon last month quickly spread and left 60 Syrians homeless. It's just one of the dangers that nearly a million Syrian refugees face during winter months in Lebanon. Triumphant Mercy Ministries serves these refugees in Lebanon by providing food, medicine, and clothing. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy says, despite the challenges, they're seeing God move in incredible ways. And she shares the story of a Muslim refugee man who was told by the doctor that he and his wife would never get pregnant. But staff from Triumphant Mercy prayed with this man, and soon after, his wife got pregnant.
So immediately, it was an answer to prayer. He came to us and he said, I know you have something that we don't have.
The staff shared the gospel with this man, and he started to go through a spiritual transformation.
He started to evangelize, even though he was still in the process of becoming a believer. He just started to evangelize without knowing, just telling his story, telling his testimony everywhere.
It's no surprise that to serve hundreds of thousands of refugees takes a lot of resources and help. If you'd like to come alongside Triumphant Mercy, you'll find the details at missionnews.org. One last thought.
I believe this window of opportunity is for the whole Middle East. So if we don't use it now, we can lose it. And we lost so many opportunities in the past, and I really don't want to miss this one.
And finally, every day we get closer and closer to translating the Bible into all languages. And yet, all around the world, people are fleeing tumultuous situations in their own homelands. This makes the distribution of new Bible translations much more complicated. Wade Reamer of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA says that's why they created a website which indexes scripture resources in thousands of languages.
Wycliffe's scripture.org website was started by three computer guys who realized that as the scriptures were translated and printed and distributed, the distribution happened in foreign fields. But as people migrate here and to other places around the world, they needed access to those scriptures.
True to Wycliffe USA's vision, Scripture Earth is all about bringing the gospel to people in a way they understand best. And for many, the website can be eye-catching, even if they've never heard of Jesus before.
The only thing online in their language, in many cases, is the scripture. And the easiest way for a person to find the scriptures is through the website Scripture Earth.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The persecution of Christians seems to be on the rise everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of eight Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.